Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A most wonderful springtime approaches and hints can be seen around every corner of the garden. So make some reservations online at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get into your walking shoes. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. As the season morphs from winter into spring, the wonderful aeonium, or tree house leeks as it is commonly known, and the aloes in the front garden as you approach the entrance are truly a preview of the wonderful views to be enjoyed inside the garden. The aeoniums are sprinkled throughout the garden and add charming rosettes of leaves and spiky pyramids of tiny lemon yellow blooms. These plants are mostly native to the Canary Islands, but have transplanted here very successfully. Upon entering the garden proper, if you, like me, am always interested in finding an interesting plant to add to your yard, head over to the plant sale kiosk. Take a look at the small garden just across the walk where the alstroemeria are beginning to bloom. Alstroemeria is another wonderful plant that occurs throughout the garden, most notably here and along the pathway from the lower meadow toward the Bohannon Rose Garden. These flowers are truly a wonder, also called Peruvian lily. Interestingly, as plants native to South America, there are two main centers where they grow, Chile and Brazil. The plants in Chile are winter-growing plants, while the Brazilian natives are summer-growing plants. Many of these winter and summer-growing plants have been crossed to give the floral industry a year-round supply of alstroemeria bloom. These blooms are truly a wonder as a cut flower due to the rainbow of available colors and their longevity in the vase. The garden area around the Senegal palms in Palm Circle has been refreshed with a striking end of winter plants, most notably the cyclamen in hot pink and white and the lovely variegated sage. If you head toward the Japanese garden, the pink powder puff or calandra on your right, a plant native to Bolivia but one that loves our climate and will grow very fast here. It can easily get up to a bushy 10 feet tall, so useful as a hedge, a screen or windbreak, or as this one is, a sort of trained against the wall hedge. However, don't plant it over your pond, as parts of the plant are toxic and can kill your fish. Just behind you, there is a wonderful patch of glorious purple iris that's beginning to bloom. While the iris flowers don't last long, there are usually two or three on a stem and sometimes more. If you stop to enjoy the koi pond, take a look at the star magnolia tree that's flowering. This is a deciduous tree that blooms out before it leaves out. The delicate flowers give a light fragrance to the air, but get in close because it's not very strong. One of the very early harbingers of springtime, there's another larger specimen down Lakeview Road where the majority of the magnolia collection is located. These can be pruned up to be a small tree topping out at about 20 feet or left as a large bush. Blooms come on last year's wood, so if you're going to prune it, do it right after it blooms so that you don't cut off next season's flowers. Also, take a look at the red azaleas that is still blooming near the pond. If you get over to the cactus collection, see the onion weed or Asphodelus fistulosus. This plant is listed on the federal noxious weed list with significant infestation noted in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It's blooming wildly right now in the cactus collection and right in front of the Hummel sunset jade plant. This is not a sunburned plant, but a truly special hybrid jade with golden yellow leaf tips edged in red, a perfect splotch of color for any rock garden. If you step across the roadway to the aloe collection, you can see the first blooms of the California poppies. This wildflower is our state flower and one that reseeds itself generously, so you'll find it throughout the garden as well. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.